Throughout the course of the last 9 years making this channel and providing videos, up to nearly 1,000 of them now, I've been asked a certain amount of questions, and I've seen patterns over what you've been asking for. And the most popular, the most commonly asked one I receive is, Darren, how do you voice a banana? So today I'm going to answer that video. I'm going to make a voice for this right here. Now, notice I've not picked just any banana. It's not green, it's not a bunch of bananas, it's not a huge banana. It's kind of a regular to small sized overripe banana bread ready banana. If you're interested in that, stick around. It's a 5-step process in how you can voice a banana. Step one, this is likely the most important. You have to become the banana, right? Honestly, you have to become this thing here. Now, is that the head? Is that the head? You have to ask yourself these questions. It's so important. This, I'm going to say, is the tail. So perhaps this is, or could it be something else? I don't know. Maybe it's at the back, that be bent backwards or bent forwards with the whatever that is. So let's put it as the back. I'm going to adopt something in my body, physicalize what I think that is, right? So I'm not going to actually physically bend over. I mean, I could do that yoga move, but I'm going to put my feet together, keep myself closed off and sort of together and like tight, bring my arms in like that. And I'm going to hold myself, maybe bend a little bit and just lean. So if I lean forward like that, what does that do? And if I relax my belly and start to breathe into that position, what does that do? Because once you've found the physicality and you can move with it, this is how you voice a banana, right? First thing you do, once you've found the physicality, you start to breathe. So step two is breathe like the banana. What does this physicality do to you? How does it force you to breathe? I'm restricting my shoulders and my chest here, so it can either force me to breathe very low or very shallow. But it does kind of make me sound like a sigh. So if you start adding noise to this as you're breathing, for me, this banana sounds like it's just sighing, it's unhappy. Okay, so step one and two. First one, find the physicality and move like the banana. Second one is breathe like the banana and add sound like a banana. The third is then to give it three characteristics. Now, I'm going to give this banana an obvious one, which is mushy. So I want him to be mushy, like lovey, like kind of just a little bit gooey, which it really is, isn't it? And then I think it's a slow banana. This is not a quick banana. It's too old to be quick. So it's mushy, slow. And third one, I want to make opposite to those, so it's just not all the same thing. I can give it some texture. I've got something to play with when I'm voicing it. And that's going to be irritable. So maybe it's slow, mushy, but every once in a while shows a little bit of its aggression or like irritability. I mean, it's old, for crumb's sake. Right, okay, so that's step three. Step four then would be to take some, maybe to improvise. How would I speak if I were the banana? Stand up, look at me. How does he laugh? Oh, it's such a lovely day outside. The softbox in the sky is just illuminating me perfectly for this YouTube video ski that I'm providing for you skis. Yes, I don't know why I'm speaking like this, but the physicality draws it out of me. You see, I'm not trying to own it or control it or purposefully do it. It's just happening. This to me is what this banana sounds like, and it's gone a little bit funny. It's got a little bit of a sense of humor now. Get out of here! So that's my banana so far. The last thing you want to do is actually take some written text and record yourself speaking it in character, right? Because ultimately, if you're going to voice something, you want to be, it's good to be able to improvise, but this is a way, for example, you wanted characters in a narration, then this, you know, ultimately, you want to get to the point where you can read in character and try and get consistent. Once you've recorded it, you listen back and you can start writing down what you actually did and try and physicalize it and write down those notes, because once you embody something, it's much easier to remember than if you're just going cognitively and writing notes first. So always put it in your body, always find the breath, give it characteristics, play around with it, experiment, explore, improvise, and then you can get to text and recording yourself. So here we go. I might have forgotten already. I'll hold the banana up, and this book by Patsy Rodenberg, The Right to Speak. If you like books about speaking, this is a fantastic one. So here we go. This is the banana and chapter 9, Speech and Phonetics. When you have worked and placed your voice, then the speech work is possible. Breath comes first. Voice and all its components follow. Speech is the third element and end result of the technical aspects of communicating. The process of speech is really nothing more than breaking up the voice into recognizably defined units called words. As sound enters the mouth, we use the lips, tongue, teeth, hard palate. Now, we should listen back because self-reflection is very harmful.
I'll hold the banana up and this book...
Get on with it.
Breath comes first. Voice and all its components follow. Speech is the third element and end result of the technical aspects of...
Right. I would give myself some notes at this point. We've gone through the 5 steps, but self-reflection is a bonus tip for you. Just think about how you could improve it. How accurate was that voice to this? It doesn't really matter, because if I were to then say, well, the next thing I'm going to voice is this screwdriver, I would make it very different. For example, maybe I won't go through it now. I'll use the screwdriver for another day, another video. Huh? This is just a little bit of fun for the weekend. So grab a banana or grab something, right? Figure out how to stand like it. Figure out how it moves. Figure out how it breathes and what kind of sounds it naturally makes without affecting or putting too much of your own self on it. Just what does it want you to do? Follow that feeling. Trust your instincts. Don't second guess yourself. It's all for fun. And that's how you get there. And then give it characteristics that you feel it should have. They have to be slightly different from each other. So if you've got 3 that are all very similar, yet one has to change it up. So maybe 2 positive and a negative, 2 negatives and a positive, you figure it out. But then you want to improvise and just play around with it as long as you can and then put it to text. Record yourself, listen back, analyze, improve it. That's how you voice a banana and anything for that matter. I'm going to do some more of these videos because they're quite fun. And have a great weekend. If you're someone who really wants to get a bit further with your voiceover, come and join me on the VoiceOver Starter Kit. It's a really in-depth, comprehensive course that's going to run you through all the elements of voiceover, how to get started, how to find work, how to build your studio, record demos, and actually get out there and make money from your voice. It's got everything you need to learn, all right? And it's tax deductible, so you get your money back if you have a business. Also, if that's not really for you and you're just someone who wants to improve their vocal instrument, then the 8-week Improve Your Voice course is still the flagship course that I created, and it runs you through over 8 weeks a step-by-step process to better enable your body to work for you as a vocal instrument. So when you turn up and then start voicing bananas, you are able to do so with less effort, more ease and more dynamics. Right, you take care. I love you very much. Peace out.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now